Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Quick observation that I thought was a little weird the other day in a department store, and I may be totally overthinking it.
Okay.
And maybe it's just strange to me. Is it odd when an adult man is shopping, like, so you're talking about a 35, 40-year-old dude,
mm-hmm.
is shopping with his mother, who is there buying him clothes?
So
that's
kind
of funny.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, this, it is weird.
Well,
yeah. Well, okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's only.
But this time of year, is there any pass to this time of year when the mom comes into town and forces him to go with her?
It's not even force. It's, I think you have to.
Are you sure it was for him?
Absolutely.
They weren't like shopping for the dad?
No. This was playing out like he was a 13-year-old on like his first day of school. So he would come out of the dressing room with a sweater on.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know if I was just being, if I just thought it was weird and creepy or not.
Did she buy him footy pajamas too? I mean, let's just like give him some shirts, try them on.
What a mom.
Oh, it was a whole ensemble. Like first he came out and he was trying jeans on, so he would turn around forward and see if it fit all the way around. I swear.
You can't do that. As a grown man. You can't have your mom holding
a sweater on. And then when he found items that he liked, she kept them on one arm and carried them around the store as he continued to shop for a gift.
Hold on a minute. What if...
That's not his mama?
Just being devil's advocate. What if this guy is a bachelor for whatever reason? Maybe he's newly divorced. He's a bachelor, whatever.
Let's hear him out.
And he's been rocking the same clothes for a year or two. Mom comes in town for the holidays and is like, Bert, come on, you can't wear, last time I saw you, last Christmas, you're wearing the same outfit. I know you're a single guy now, whatever, blow, come on. This is your Christmas present.
Nope.
Let's go to the, and he hates it, but she forces him to do it.
Nope.
As a grown man, you cannot clothes shop with your mom while she's there.
Because that was my point when I said the past with her being in town, but that's only if she's standing at the rack going, honey, why don't you buy, mom, come on, let's go. But to try them on and to model for her is a whole different level.
Mom can shop for you and you can shop for mom, but you can't shop together when you're that age.
So let me ask you this. Like, let's say he's 37 and the younger brother is 35 years old and the mother is taking both of them.
Mama's boys.
Even worse.
Still not.
Mama's boys. Those are men you don't want to marry.
Your mom doesn't like anybody you date.
No.
So you're screwed.
I don't think
I'm so glad my strange radar was up because it did seem a little odd to me.
Like, if a grown man cannot buy his own clothes, you don't want to be with him.
Yeah, you got to go home and tell Stacy. Never is this going to be okay for you to do this with Hayden or Hollis.
So at what year is it okay for, what's that year? I mean, in 16. College, I'm assuming you're allowed to go, right?
Not even 16, before high school.
15,
like
14.
If you're in college and you come home, you don't have any cash or anything?
Mama can give you cash and you can go on your own.
College, mama's just got to send you out to go for
it.
I understand her still paying for it in college.
Yeah, but you got to get your own clothes.
Yeah. And if you have no style, find a gay man friend and he'll help you out.
Yeah. Or one of your girl pals.
After high school, it's over.
Not even high school. I think 15.
Really?
No, high school, I think, is fine.
Without hearing.
Like if you're going school shopping for going to college, like moving to college and you're doing all that, That's fine.
We're
to
talking
me.
About clothes and modeling the clothes.
You
thing.
Can't model your clothes in high school. No. You'll get so much crap no. from everybody at
15.
School.
15.
I didn't realize it was, I knew it was bizarre, but I didn't realize it was that bizarre. 15.
Without knowing the circumstances, I don't find it that odd.
Really?
Without knowing
it is odd to watch. I'm telling you, I have never seen it before. Sure. But watching it, I'm like, something's not right about this.
So your mom has taken you shopping.
No, but I don't think I would have a problem with that if I was back in Syracuse and we were out, you know, went to the mall or whatever, and she said, "You got to get whatever, blah 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 blah." I would have no problem with
I'd
it.
Say, "Let me have the cash."
Yeah,
I'll call myself. Hey Ben, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. You guys ready to raise this to a whole new level?
All right, let's go. Yeah. I'm ready.
Come on,
let's
bring
do this.
It.
There you go.
Okay, my roommate was 32. When he moved in, his mom took shopping for Tupperware and for groceries and everything. She made him a literal laundry list of how to do laundry. Step one, separate your color. Step two, and everything that he consulted every single time he did laundry. And she took him every Sunday afternoon to go grocery shopping.
I would tell the both of them to go pick their Switch, because I think that it's just, that is her fault. If her grown son doesn't know how to do laundry, that's her fault.
There is no place mm-hmm. for another woman in his life if the mom is hovering that much.
Hell yeah. No.
At that age?
Yeah, mom's got to back off.
Cut the cord.
And you got to make mom do it, right?
Yes, cut the cord.
She'll want to see you like that little boy forever.
Oh, ugh.
Hey, Brett. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey there, Bird Show. How y'all doing?
Good. Brett, how are you?
Doing well. Was the guy calling him mommy the whole time? I was just curious, because I know that at Bloomingdale's and at other places, they have a lot of their employees just follow the customers around.
No, this was obviously mom. I mean, it was an intimate, you know, mother-son relationship. They even looked alike. It was strange.
He was also nursing.
Oh, that's gross.
Hey, Charles, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, y'all. You said you saw him in the store, so you don't really know the story behind what was going on, right?
All I know is that there was a grown man that was shopping with his mom that was coming out of the dressing room, and he was putting his clothes on for her, and she was holding them, and... yeah, I mean, as far as I know, I think she paid with her credit card. I mean, I didn't watch it that closely, but it seemed like she was pretty in charge of the whole thing.
He was modeling his clothes for her.
Yeah, he'd come out of the dressing room and ask her if everything fit
Does
right.
Does my butt look good in these jeans, Mom? That sentence should never be said.
I'd say he's right, late 30s, early 40s.
No.
Well, the reason why I ask is, you know, I'm 33 myself.
Uh-huh.
I turned 34 at the end of February. And this past weekend, I just went through basically about the same situation. My mom stepped me to Walmart to get me some jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the primary financial provider in the household.
Uh-huh.
My mom, she was working until she got put out of work for medical leave, so she collected unemployment for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a total of 11 people in my house.
Look, Charles, your story is going to be so different than what I saw go down at this department store. I mean, we could always find a family or two that doesn't fit the mold. But, I mean, we're just talking about two pretty well-to-do people with mom shopping with the son, making sure he's wearing the right stuff.
See, it's the fact that she's still doing all that for him. Like, my brother and my elderly mom, she's a widow. So once she became a widow, my brother on Saturdays will take her to lunch when he can. So that's sweet, because he's taking her to lunch, he's paying for lunch, and he's being sweet to his mama. This mama is still babying this 30-something-year-old guy.
Late 30s, yeah.
And making him try and close.
Okay, now hold on. Hypothetically, with your brother.
Why are you
and your
defending
mom,
this dude?
Because I don't think, because you and your mom.
You have gone shopping with your mom.
I haven't. I wouldn't have a problem doing it, because your brother and your mom are sitting at lunch.
Yeah.
And your mom says to your brother, "Hey, you know what? Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Every time we've gone to lunch for the past 3 weeks, you've been wearing the same sweatshirt. I have to be honest with you. It's driving me nuts. Can we get you a new sweater?" And he's like...
And he would say, no.
And he's like, yeah. And then she goes, and then she says, "Please, I don't get out of the house too much, and I would love to take you to the mall
and buy you a sweater.
I
guarantee you my brother would never be in the situation in which he is trying on clothes for Millie P. Ever. Ever. If he was desperate to go get something new and he was trying... And he
it's not his idea.
And
it's
he
hers.
Needed a girl... I don't care. He would say no.
See, I would do that for my mom. I'm sorry your brother doesn't like your mom.
It's like, cut the cord. You're a grown man.
It's a treat for your mom.
I'm looking at all these guys call up trying to make excuses. Like, maybe this could have been his sugar mom. Like, no, man, they looked alike. That was his mom. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. And I think if, like, in your scenario, at lunch, they go to lunch, and she's like, I want to buy you some new clothes. Well, great. Okay, so they both go into the department store.
Yes.
He goes and tries on his clothes himself, comes back out and says, this is the one I really like, Mom. And she's like, oh, let me buy it for you. Great. Like, that I don't have a problem with, but it's the trying on and the modeling and the
texture.
Yes pile, no pile.
Yeah, the texture was it was a planned, like, shopping
trip
together.
And it's like you said, the responsibility to answer Jeff's question. My brother would then say, well, look, if it's bad enough, I'm going to take my sister with me to go to the store. If I have to try on for anybody, if somebody needs to see me in the clothes, he would take his sister. He would not take his mama. Mm-hmm.
But it's a treat.
Totally different
scenario.
It's
a treat
scenario.
For mama. It's the only joy she has.
Not really.
No. Find another joy. There's a Matlock marathon.
Yeah. Mama's let your babies go, honey.
Some grandkids to shop for.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Can't not make a noise to acknowledge the silence.
Can't not let it be quiet.
La 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 la.
I got a ton of email advice yesterday on the potential to be in this reality TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I was telling these guys yesterday, I got a call from one of the creators of Real Housewives of Orange County, and she was the creator behind Real Housewives of Atlanta also. So she knows what she's doing. She puts together shows, and she's got a really great relationship with Bravo. So, and they have complete confidence in her now. They basically say, look, come up with a show, and we know who you are, and you know if we okay it, we got ourselves a plan. So I get this call the other day, and she's putting together a show called Boys Club of Atlanta. And I'd say in judging on the email that I received, and Stacey and I, honestly, my wife and I have been talking about it, and I'm not lying to you when I say we're 50-50 down the middle, like either going either way. Like there are so many, there could be great benefits to it, but the downside on the whole thing, oh yeah, check this out. I was talking to a dude yesterday in the gym, and he was telling me that he was listening to the show. And he used to work on one of these reality TV shows. And again, I was sort of piecemealing together my ideas on why we should do it or why we shouldn't do it. And he said, look, I used to work on one of these sets. I was one of the production guys on a reality TV show. And he said, even if you're doing the right thing, they can edit a storyline for you based on really complete nonsense. He said one day he was on the set and he was in a bar in the middle of the day. And one of the bartenders got up on the bar stool and she reached up for a light to change the light. Mm-hmm. And she fell off the bar stool.
Uh-oh. Oh.
So by the time he got done messing with it and editing it with her, they added sound effects like there was a crowd around, like, and they dimmed the lights. And her storyline that was she was the drunk of the show, so it made her look like she fell. She was standing on a bar stool and she fell off with her hands up in the air.
So she was like dancing on the bar stool and was hammered and fell off and hurt herself?
When in reality, she was alone and she was changing a light bulb on a bar stool.
And saying, wow. That's why everybody talks about the editing. And we always make fun of reality stars who talk about it's all in the editing, but obviously they can completely change it.
Well, the good news about that, Bert, is you drink a lot, so they won't have to make up those storylines. So.
I'll challenge them. Go ahead and edit to make me look sober. So I went online and I did a quick search on this because as she was pitching me the story a couple of days ago, I said, look, save it for the radio, for on the air. So I said, will you come on Wednesday and sort of make the pitch so mm-hmm. we can all sort of look at it together, and Stacey will be on the phone also. So I don't have all that much information about it, but I did search it yesterday. And here's what I found. It said Boys Club of Atlanta. Two of the producers behind Bravo's Real Housewives franchise are turning their attention to the boys. Evolution Media is developing Boys Club ATL, which will follow a group of socially connected men in Atlanta and me, because I don't consider myself socially connected. Evolution,
right. You and Crucial.
Is behind. He actually is. Evolution is behind the Real Housewives franchise. Also on board is Princess Banton Lofters, who cast Real Housewives of Atlanta for The Cabler. Boys Club hasn't yet been pitched to networks. As I understand it, since this has been written, it actually has. Casting is currently underway in Atlanta. Evolution president Douglas Ross said he approached Banton Lofters about joining forces on the new project, and she said men's lives are as dramatic and interesting as their female counterparts, Ross said. Our goal isn't to embarrass or ridicule them. Mm-hmm. We're trying to capture their rich, varied experiences. Of course, Real Housewives has been helped by an added dose of eccentric cast members as well. The Orange County edition just returned to blah, 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 blah.
God, you know it'd be great if you could find that same write-up for the Real Housewives yeah. series mm-hmm. before the Real Housewives series existed to see what they said about that.
And that's why I think Jen had a great idea getting Kim on with us, Kim Zolciak.
Yeah.
Because her attitude going into it must be a lot like mine and the friends that have been asked to be in it. It's just like, we don't even have that much drama in our lives. Like, we all know each other. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna stab each other in the back. What could go wrong?
Right.
But I'm sure you start at that level.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the children angle that mm-hmm. I think will be interesting too, because I think if it were just you and Stacey that were going to be on camera, that's one thing. But if it's going to be Hayden and Hollis on camera too, I think that brings in a whole new level of decision making.
Well, there's a real fine line there, because one of the things that Stacey and I talked about is this would be great publicity for Hayden, who's now getting into acting and he's going out on all these auditions and mm-hmm. he wants to get agents and stuff like that. So on one hand, it could help there. But if you're going to ask for publicity in that area, you also have to be aware of some of the negativity that comes along with that also. Like, will they cast us as stage parents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there certainly is a seed of that in both of us, you know? Mm-hmm. So does that all of a sudden become bigger than life, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, and you're exposing your kid to a lot of creepers out there too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that would be a
national television exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I don't know. I always think about that when kids are on TV. It's just, I don't know, there's just creepers out there looking at him.
I kind of felt like when we had the talk on the show yesterday, I was 50-50 about it. And then after reading all the emails and really talking to people about it, I feel like I'm 70% on not doing it.
Really?
Really? Mm-hmm.
What about Stacey?
We didn't really get a chance to talk about it a lot yesterday.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kim. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I had a thought for you. Do you like any personality stars that are on reality shows? I mean, even if they're like the coolest person ever, they just seem like
Deanna Pappas.
I don't know.
I like her.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Melissa Rycroft from The Bachelor. I like her.
Yeah.
I see what you're getting.
I mean,
not
like a reality show like on the Orange, like how they're going to have the show on Bravo.
Right.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like 90% of the people
we'll
are going to be cast.
How they want you to look.
Right.
And you're right about the whole looking like a stage parent.
That Jeff Probst fella seems nice enough.
I know she's getting that,
like a situation like a Real World or a Real Housewives, or where you have a collective where you follow them day to day. Because in The Bachelor and Bachelorette, I mean, it's not necessarily, that's not necessarily the case, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So.
And I think the strongest point that I've heard so far came from my friend Justin, who they're asking to be on the show also. And that's, you know, when Real Housewives or a lot of these other reality TV shows are launched, most of them don't have any kind of celebrity attached to it, or they're not successful. So they don't have anything to lose. Like, we didn't really know who Kim Zolciak was before Real Housewives started. So she could do a show, and now, and she wants that kind of fame and that kind of celebrity. I'm pretty happy with the celebrity we have just here in Atlanta. So there's really more to lose for a guy like me than there is to gain.
Is Justin worried about losing his celebrity too?
Well, it's not celebrity for him, but he's an entrepreneur in town, and he's a successful one too. So he does have a lot to lose within his own business community too.
But then, I mean,
a tarnished reputation can change a lot of that.
But to play devil's advocate, you know, all these reality stars, you know who they are. So it's one of those things that, yes, there may be a tarnished reputation. Yes, people may not like them, but people still surround themselves, you know, or try to get to them. People always want to go see them. People, all, you know, all the Real Housewives, everywhere they go, there's a crowd. Whether you like them or not, you're going to go check it out. And so does it? Will it hurt business or will it just increase business? It's just if you have the thick enough skin to tolerate those that hate you because of the show.
For me, I don't have a thirst for that. And if I have it for I have a thirst for it at the level we're at right now. Like I do. I like going into restaurants and I like going into bars and I like people coming up saying they're listening to the show all the time. You know, they're sometimes we get free stuff for being on the radio and sometimes that's really cool also. That level is really cool to me. But to be like I've seen Real Housewives and everywhere you go, like everybody in the restaurant is talking about you or has an opinion.
Right.
I don't really have a thirst for that. But if you've never tasted it, then I could understand how you think it's like this. It's really intoxicating. Right. So I'm not sure. I think the negatives outweigh the positives.
I'd be fascinated the opinion of the person, the creator of the show, like tomorrow, right?
Yeah, she's coming in tomorrow morning with us.
Yeah, it'll be definitely cool to interview her in here.
Yeah, and I've never really seen or I've even heard anybody really debate if they wanted to be on one. And I think that's because most people go to the casting calls. And if you're going, you already want to be in it.
Right.
And this happens sort of the other way around. The show was created. She knows a lot of dudes in Atlanta and she's like putting the pieces together. And she's coming to us. So I don't think you've ever heard this struggle before because most people you see on reality TV shows know they want to be famous.
They want to be on it, yeah.
They want to be on it.
The Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. It's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, we got to get producer Joanna in here because she's already making claims that she can crush this Christmas scene. better than Jeff can, and she doesn't even know what scene he's doing yet.
Is she going to do that for all of us? Is she going to redo all of our monologues?
She knows, because here's the deal. I sent it to her. Let me find it, because she sent it by instant message. I sent her the monologue or the scene or whatever and asked her to print it for me, and she said, oh, nice. If you want me to do this for you, let me know. I'm an amazing actress.
That's awesome. So. I like her confidence.
It's funny, you know, I was having a conversation with her a couple of days ago because Joanna wants to be in radio and all, you know? So she's going to be looking for like a full-time morning show gig after January 1st. So I said, I'll sure try to help you out with it. But I'll critique her from time to time and she'll send me stuff. And I'll say, the only thing you got to watch out here for, Joanna, is that I think sometimes you turn people off because you're so confident. You know, that, you know, you got to get along with women and men on the radio, especially if you're going to be on a radio station that caters to women.
Let me know if you want me to do this for you. I'm an amazing actress.
And she says, really? I don't see myself that way. I'm really not all that confident. So she's not confident in her confidence is the only thing she's not confident in.
I think that... I don't know. I say these things where I'm joking, but everyone takes it as I'm being serious. So I just run with it, and I just hope for the best at the end.
You know what? I admire that, actually.
I just said, you know what? Let them like you before they really get to know you.
Well, why? Why not just let you know from the beginning, and you can despise me for the right reasons?
I agree. Run with that. Yeah. Just totally run with that.
You know what? Actually, now that I keep reading this instant message, she also says she's a better singer than Jennifer Aniston. We get a couple breaks out of
her
today.
Which I proved with my Shakira song not too long ago. I'm not sure why you guys are denying that.
So what we're going to do, each one of us this week, we are taking a Christmas scene out of a popular movie, and we will try to reenact that scene. And we will put these all up online. And are we doing a vote on it, or at this point, do we even care?
We'll do a vote.
There's got to be a winner, there's got to be a loser.
That's
it's Christmas, people.
I'm hoping that there will be a clear-cut winner.
It's probably going to be Joanna.
Yo, yeah, that's right. We're not going to vote because Joanna already won.
Why are we even doing it?
We will, I think.
You'll have a runner-up, you're saying. The winner.
At this point, we're all going for honorable mention.
If Joanna wants to go today. You could just do it as a head-to-head thing, and then you all can decide who did it better, Joanna or I, and then that's today's winner. And then you could just do two a day, and there's a head-to-head competition, and we'll have a finals.
And Joanna has to do one every day. Everyone that we knew, Joanna has to do. That's the way I like it. All right, so the scene, Jeff, that you're doing and Joanna that you're going to be doing?
Is why don't you explain it, Joanna?
It's a scene from It's a Wonderful Life.
Right, which scene is it?
Where he's talking to Mr. Potter.
And when did you find this scene?
When you emailed it to me.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the movie?
No.
But you are sure you can crush Jeff in it?
Yes.
Should we actually have her go before you even play it? Because you have the audio of the scene, how it's supposed to sound.
Right. So you say Joanna, then play the scene, then you?
Then I'll go, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. Let me take off my sweater. It's getting
Honey,
she's stretching.
Yeah, just so you know, Joanna, that stretching's not going to help you. It's radio, honey.
Actually, it did with me. You won.
That's awesome.
There's your script.
Oh, she's going first?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you
She says she's
first.
Got it. Didn't even need to hear it.
I need to prep. Come on, every good actor needs to prep. I need to get some inspiration. So
you need
can
to hear,
I hear
the scene.
This
yeah,
scene.
I think that's fair. Okay.
You're right when you say my father was no businessman. I know that. Why he ever started this cheap penny ante building alone, I'll never know. But neither you nor anybody else can say anything against his character because his whole life was... Why, in the 25 years since he and Uncle Billy started this thing, he never once thought of himself. Isn't that right, Uncle Billy? He didn't save enough money to send Harry to school, let alone me. But he did help a few people get out of your slums, Mr. Potter. And what's wrong with that? But here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers? You said that what'd you say just a minute ago? They had to wait and save their money before they even thought of a decent home? Wait for what? Until their children grow up and leave them? Until they're so old and broken down that do you know how long it takes a working man to save $5,000? Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
All right, that's your scene right there.
Is it just me, or did that feel like it was 45 minutes long?
It was 60 seconds.
It didn't feel like that to me.
It was a really long clip. Mm-hmm. Now, Jeff, I think you should go first.
All right, good.
And then we'll save the finale for Joanna.
I like that because I just heard it. It's fresher in my head.
All right, Jimmy Dollar.
You think the minute
Jimmy Dollar? Yeah, you're right.
I have never seen this movie from beginning to end.
Oh my god! Am I the only one in the room that has seen this movie?
No, I saw it. I've seen it.
It is wonderful movie.
Like, you'll sit down with your family and watch it from beginning
to end. Absolutely, this is a fantastic movie. Sometimes older movies are far better than the ones now.
I usually turn on the that TCM, that Turner Classic Movies, and put that in the background when I'm wrapping gifts. But I never know which one.
Just to get you in the mood?
Yeah.
I, for the longest time, got, what's the movie you want to do, Wendy? America on 34th Street?
Mm-hmm.
I always got those two and Wonderful Life confused for years. But, Bert, let me set the scene for you.
Okay.
All right? Mr. Potter is, he runs the big bank in town, and Jimmy Stewart's character runs the little savings and loan, you know, so he's, like, for the common folk, and Potter's, like, the big.
He's that corporate.
He's corporate America, right?
Yeah.
So now this is Jimmy Stewart in the boardroom with all of the board members of Potter's Bank, and he's trying to convince Potter to stop being, you know, a shady big corporate America guy. He is just, I'm one of the people.
Right?
Yeah, I thought of that too. So.
Did you connect with this story?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
It's weird how you picked this one out.
Story shocking, selection. Yeah. Yeah, that came to me this morning, actually, and I kind of laughed to myself. I should have gone with Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. We'll give this one a shot.
I think you'll definitely have more heart behind this one than you would the National Lampoon one.
So,
are you nervous? Because you look like a little boy right now. You have like that little nervousness smile.
I am. I seriously, I was just doing crap yesterday and totally forgot about this. And then at 9 o'clock last night, and then sat in my office, and I was like by myself, and I said, "You're right when you say my father was no businessman." And Jessica's like, "Who are you talking to?" And I shut the door, and I'm trying to enunciate, and she's like, "What? I can't hear you."
Once Jen and I found out that it was a competition, we both hired a acting coach that's been coming by.
I picked up my Stanislavski book again.
I should have called Hayden.
Yeah, he can knock this out.
Hayden, can you work me through this?
You're stalling.
Okay. So anyways, Bert, here's the scene. I've just stood up in the boardroom. Yes. You guys are all the board members.
Right.
And scene.
"You're right when you say my father was no businessman. I know that. Why he ever started this cheap penny ante building and loan, I'll never know. But neither you nor anybody else can say anything against his character, because his whole life was, why, in the 25 years since he and Uncle Billy started this thing, he never once thought of himself. Isn't that right, Uncle Billy? He didn't save enough to send Harry to school, let alone me. But he did help a few people get out of your slums, Mr. Potter. And what's wrong with that? Why, here, you're all businessmen here. Doesn't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers? You said, what'd you just say a minute ago? They had to wait and save their money even before they ought to think of a decent home? Wait? Wait for what? Until their children grow up and leave them? Until they're so old and broken down that, you know how long it takes a working man to save $5,000? Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Is it too much to have them work and play and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Well, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him. But to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. And in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be."
Oh, he crushed that. Oh, Joanna.
Good job.
Oh,
good job.
Joanna, are you sure you want to? He crushed that.
He did a great job.
You sure you want to try that?
I mean, yeah.
He crushed it.
I don't know, Joanna.
I really think he did a really good job.
I was in the boardroom, man. I was in there.
I was actually thinking of Mr. LaRose, who was my drama coach in high school and right out of high school.
As soon as you started speaking, everything in the room became black and white to me. There was no color left. It was an all black and white.
I did feel an odd compulsion to do the Jimmy Stewart kind of accent. Like to a little Sean Connery, though, right there.
Is that what you were going to go with, Joanna? You going to try that?
I wasn't going to do an accent. I like to stick with what I know, which is my normal accent.
All right, good luck with this.
Oh, so you do want me to do this?
Yeah.
I was really hoping
I was joking.
You can't come on that strong and then back out.
We want you to do it, though, in Spanish.
That'd be fun.
And then you can just make stuff up and we'll go, "That's great."
Exactly. Okay. Ready?
It's already uncomfortable, isn't it?
It is. You can feel my heart. Can you see my heart beating from my chest?
You're sweating.
Okay. "You're right when you say my father was no businessman. I know that. Why he ever started this cheap penny ain't building and loan, I'll never know. But neither you nor anyone else can say anything against his character, because his whole life was
Why, in 25 years since he and Uncle Billy started this thing, he never once thought of himself. Isn't that right, Uncle Billy? He didn't save money to send Harry to school, let alone me, but he did help a few people get out of the slums, Mr. Potter. And what's wrong with that? Why here, all businessmen here. Doesn't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers? You said, what, say just a minute ago, they had to wait and save their money before they ever thought of a decent home. Wait. Wait for what? Until their children are grown and leave them? Until they're so old and broken down, they say? Don't you know how long it takes for a working man to make set $5,000? Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this ramble you're talking about, they do most of the work and paying in this living and dying in this community. While it's too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath. Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him. Don't you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
Joanna. Great job, Joanna.
For just getting the script, it was
great
good.
Job.
I felt like you lost interest at about the 45-second mark.
I was just so nervous I kept losing where I was.
For just getting the script, though, pretty damn good.
That was good.
Yeah. 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 Practice it, and I'll come back to you.
All right. Every day, Joanna's going to take someone on. Just get her your script ahead of time.
No, not ahead of time. It's got to be right.
All right.
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 Yes.
Hey, Randy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Hi. Death really shot that one right out of the studio.
Oh, thank you.
He can always go acting. I hate to say it, but Joanna, even though you're a female and I want to vote for you, I got to vote for Jeff.
I'm sorry about that, Joanna. You're going to get pressed. Good morning, Monica. You're on Q100.
Hi. I got to say, neither of you brought it. I'm sorry.
She votes for Jimmy Stewart.
You just weren't feeling it. All right, around the room, Wendy, who won competition round one?
Oh. We're not supposed to vote.
Yeah, we
are. No. Supposed to vote.
Yeah, because I want to win the entire
you guys
competition.
Such
what the hell? I can vote. I guarantee you I'm going to tell you who's better than the other one. So you all better cough it up.
Jeff, you got my vote.
Thank
today.
You.
Yeah, Jeff, you got my vote today.
Yeah, Jeff.
Jeff.
I'm going to Hollywood!
Get it? The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. It's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
Right, it is not too late. You can get us your emails for Pay It Forward.
That's right. We are helping so many families here in the Metro Atlanta area because of so many reasons. The recession, the floods. We've had so many different scenarios, but it is not too late. Tell us your story, and then we'll see what we can do to help.
That's exactly what Suzanne did. Hey, Suzanne.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing good. What's going on with you?
Oh, just
my little girl ready for school.
How old is she?
16 months.
Still in the month stage.
Yeah.
Hey, you emailed us a couple of days ago about your friend Kim.
Yes.
Now, this is a friend that you've had for a long time, right?
Yes, very long time. Right, well, almost 16 years.
All right. Well, give us a little of the history of your friendship and tell us what she's going through right now and how we can help out.
Oh, goodness. We just know each other forever and raising families together. But she got divorced a couple of years ago and has really struggled. I mean, she knew leaving her ex-husband that this was hard. And she found out a couple of weeks ago that they were laying her off for several weeks at Christmas because they just didn't have the business. And they told her she can come back after the first of the year if business picks up. So, well, that's kind of iffy. There's, not really, she's not guaranteed that. So, and she just doesn't have money for the kids for Christmas, and she's struggling to just meet, pay her regular bills as it is.
And she has been divorced for how long now?
About 2 years.
Okay. And then right before Christmas, she's told, sorry, we can't help you out.
Exactly.
You relayed to us some figures that really kind of indicated to us that things are really tough for her right now.
Exactly. She had, right around like $700 at, the beginning of the month to pay her rent. Her rent was $680-ish, right around there.
Oh, wow.
And so she went ahead and paid it, and, she's gotten a little bit of money from family to help with other things, but not a lot.
Suzanne wrote in her email, she has $25 for food, gas, and electricity, and the thought of Christmas morning with nothing under the tree for the kids absolutely gets her pretty down at times, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
You don't even realize, I wonder what the percentage is of people that are forced to live paycheck to paycheck. Like, if something happens to you today, like in her case also, and work comes to you and says, I am so sorry, how many of us really have enough in the bank to sustain for months at a time?
I think the majority of us would have to live paycheck to paycheck.
Paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
So here this happens to her right before Christmas time, and she's got $25 to last for the end till the end of the
Yeah.
Is she getting any money from
her? She's gotten a little bit of money since then, but not enough to pay everything.
Is she getting anything from her ex-husband?
She's supposed to get it monthly, and sometimes, it's not always on time. It's late many times. He's said that there would be times that he wouldn't be able to pay it. So it's been really tough.
And you said she has two small children?
She does. She does.
Well, how old are they?
They're about 5 and 9-ish, right around there.
Okay.
They grow up so fast.
Very excited, I'm sure, about Santa coming by.
Absolutely.
At Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. And your friend's name is Kim, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go ahead. Let's get Kim on and let's make sure that she's taken care of on Christmas morning here.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, is this Kim?
Yes, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim, this is The Burt Show and Q100 calling, and we're on the radio right now with your friend Suzanne.
Uh-huh.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, we have a program here called Pay It Forward, and Suzanne emailed us a couple of days ago about you.
Okay.
And she said that you and your family could use a little help this time of year.
Yes.
She said that you're kind of looking at a Christmas here, and you were even wondering if Santa was going to be able to stop by.
Yes.
Well, we can tell you today that Santa will be stopping by your house in a big, 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 big way.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. We've got some really great friends at the Chipper Jones Family Foundation and Georgia's Own Credit Union.
Uh-huh.
And they are going to make sure that you are taken care of in a whole bunch of different ways. She said that, you lost your gig a couple of weeks ago?
Huh?
You lost your job a couple of weeks ago?
Well, just for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And they're promising you that you're going to be able to be rehired after January?
Yes.
And you hope. I'm sure you're hoping.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, she gave us a little bit of an idea of, some of the financial strain that's going on right now.
Uh-huh.
And we want to give you $2,000.
Thank you so much.
And we're hoping then that pays for the food and gas and electricity and all that stuff as well.
Yes.
You have a 7 and a 9-year-old?
Yes.
Oh, no, she's seven and a five-year-old.
Five-year-old, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was wrong. Sorry.
And
they're very busy in the background.
I can hear that.
Yeah, they're playing ball.
Have they relayed to you what they won for Christmas yet?
A little bit, not too much. She hasn't really... We've asked them, and all I get is, I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have to make a list today, because with $2,000, Santa is going to spend some serious time in your house now.
Okay.
All right. You want to say hi to Suzanne? She's on the phone with us also.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Girlfriends are the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, guys would give each other a little chest bump right here. Right? You know, I got you.
Hey, man, that
we
was cool.
A good cry.
That was cool, too.
I'd give you a hug, but I'd also be pounding you on the back. Because I'm hugging you, but I'm also hitting you at the same time. All right, you guys, I'll put you both on hold. Okay. And we will get in touch with you really, really quickly here, Kim, because obviously Christmas is right around the corner. And you can thank Suzanne, because she's the one that told us about you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, you guys, hold on one sec, all right? Okay. You know, maybe more motivation to do the reality TV show. We had a call that I couldn't take, but the dude was saying it could take our No To Hotlanta campaign to a completely different level.
That's right.
And that may be all the reason in the world to go ahead and say yes to it.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.